AK. So I just got finished watching President Trump's briefing today. Ever since the whole disinfectant comment, it seems that there aren't any regularly scheduled Corona Task Force briefings. I kind of have to, you know, rely on Twitter and Facebook and other social media to see when it's going to happen. So I was on Twitter, or I was on Facebook, and I saw that it was trending live. And apparently it was going on for like an hour before I knew that. So I had it on, and I caught maybe like the last 20 minutes or so of it. And I was so confused at the way it ended. The CBS reporter, Weijia Zhang, asked the president why it mattered that the United States was, you know, doing the most testing or doing better than anybody else in the world regarding testing, because, you know, it shouldn't be a global competition. You know, can you explain why that's important, why that matters? And that man told her to ask China and try to move on. And she was kind of like, excuse me, sir, is there a reason you told me to ask China? Because she's Chinese born. And he's like, no, I would say that to anybody to ask China. And then he tried to move on, and he had pointed to someone who was trying to ask her question. And then he said something like, moving on. And she's like, sir, you called on me. And he says, yeah, I called on you, but you didn't react or didn't respond or whatever. Because during this time, the other woman was asking the follow-up question about why he was telling her to ask China. And so then the woman continues to try to ask her question, and he's pointing at somebody else, and then he just, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, and walks away. And I'm like, what just happened? So, but I know what's going to happen is that people are going to try to imply that he was being racist with that comment. Now, the thing is, I'm not really sure if he was or not. I mean, yes, the woman was Chinese, but we all know that he's, you know, saying ask China about everything. You know, so I'm not really sure if he was trying to do like a double entendre type of thing. I'm not really sure what was going on. So I really did pay attention when this exchange was happening. So, I mean, I'm not really sure. My opinion is no. Like, maybe subconsciously, yes. But I think straight up asking the question to him and him responding with that answer, I feel like he would have said that to anybody, because he's been saying that whenever people question him about, you know, what the United States is doing, why is it better, why is it worse, any type of, you know, kind of critical question, he always says something about China. Well, ask China. China didn't do this, this, and this, or whatever. So I'm not really sure if it was racially, I don't know, inspired, I guess. I can't really think of words right now to say. I don't really know. You guys can let me know what you think. Twitter, AK17033. So it was a very interesting exchange of words. So that being said, I also watched Governor Holcomb, his briefing today. He decided that he is going to do briefings every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So his briefing today, it was basically just the same of the same. The only thing that was different was they had some doctor on there talking about the importance of vaccinations and children, all this kind of weird stuff. So, but there was nothing basically of any importance, anything that was different. You know, we probably won't find out any new data per se, probably for the next couple weeks, because yesterday was Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. If you follow my Twitter, you saw that I was kind of confused as to why Vice President Mike Pence said Happy Mother's Day to all of America's moms and not all moms. Anyway, that's on Twitter. So yesterday was Mother's Day, and I know that some churches in Indiana opened their doors, like their physical doors, for people to have Mother's Day service. A lot of the ones in my areas were like, no, we're still doing virtual, you know, stay or behind at home, stop it. So it's going to be interesting to see the number of cases increase because of what happened yesterday. So waiting for that data, obviously it's not going to be reported for another couple weeks. But that's just kind of something I'm waiting on, because I know it's going to happen. Because, you know, you did have a lot of people gathering together for Mother's Day services. And as I said before, the governor said that churches and houses of worship are exempt from the gathering limit because they're the guinea pigs. So it'll be interesting to see how that went, you know, yesterday's service, and then going with the coronavirus data, because a lot of people, you know, their mothers are older, probably, you know, 65 and up, and so you've got an older mother, older people gathered together, you know, compacted into a building or whatever it is for the service. So I mean, it's probably possible that a lot of people have contracted coronavirus or gotten sick or whatever. So we'll see how that works, since again, they were the guinea pigs. And he did allow services or allow houses of worship to open on, I think it was Friday. That was the 8th, right? Yeah, Friday, that he allowed them to resume. So it was kind of, again, I kind of felt like he was doing it because Mother's Day would be a service and it'd be, you know, let's use them as guinea pigs and see what happens a couple weeks down the road. So, but yeah, with his briefing today, it was really a waste of time. So I'm kind of glad he's only doing it 3 times a week, you know, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I don't know for how long, but I'm hoping that the next briefing on Wednesday will have some type of information that is useful to us as Hoosiers. Not saying that the vaccination information wasn't useful. I mean, it totally was, but you know, we're worried about coronavirus and how it's affecting people, and you know, mainly older people. So it's like, yeah, vaccinations for kids is great, but that's not really our focus at this point. And then apparently the Indiana Attorney General Curtis Hill, his law license has been suspended for 30 days. I had to really look up what the issue was, because I know who he was, but I didn't really know what happened. Apparently 2 years ago, he was accused of inappropriate touching of, I think they said, 4 women. I didn't really look too hard into the whole 2 year thing, but apparently the Indiana Supreme Court ruled that his license to practice law would be suspended for 30 days. And they were asking the governor how he felt about this, what were his plans, and you know, this. And I'm thinking, okay, I understand that, you know, we care about the Attorney General in this situation, but at a coronavirus briefing, that's not the time or the place, just like the vaccination stuff. And so he kind of gave some vague answers, and he's like, you know, I just found out that they did this, you know, this morning about the ruling about the license being suspended. And he was like, you know, I'll let you guys know, you know, let the people in Indiana know, you know, when I know, when I consult my legal team and this. And then somebody's like, so you can't answer the question? And I saw this look on his face. He's like, dude, did you just hear what I told the other person? And he was trying not to lose his cool. Like, I saw it. I really did. And he's kind of said the same thing again. You know, I have not looked this over. I don't have the facts. I don't have the data. I don't have I don't know what was said. All I know is that this happened a few hours ago. I'm sorry, I haven't had time to look at it yet. Those are kind of my words, not his, but that was the gist of what he was saying. Like, I understand this thing is happening, or it happened this morning, but I'm sorry, I'm kind of focused right now on the coronavirus issue and the death rate and the ICU beds and ventilators, etc. So yeah, he was looking kind of, you know, angry or annoyed, I guess would be the better word. So I didn't really know too much about the issue with the Attorney General. So, I mean, I guess that's something I should really, you know, keep up with and look into. Not gonna lie, I don't really know too much about Indiana politics, which is sad to say because I'm in Indiana. But I mean, think about it. How many people actually know a lot about their state politics? I know a lot about local politics, like my county and town level politics, not necessarily statewide, mainly because the state of Indiana is Republican. And it's Republicans who vote for Republicans to replace Republicans. So it's literally the same of the same. Nothing has changed. Nothing's different. Unless you have more, I guess, like progressive or moderate Republicans, you know, younger people in office. But other than that, nothing really changes. Like, for instance, the state of Indiana was the only state in the country out of all 50 states that didn't allow any type of alcohol sale on Sunday outside restaurants. So like stores, liquor stores were closed. You know, the aisles in Walmart and Meijer, the grocery store, all that was closed. You could not buy any type of alcohol on Sunday. There was a bill that was proposed a few years before the one that recently passed it. And they were saying, hey, you know, let's open up these liquor stores, let's sell alcohol on Sunday. And of course it was shot down. And then it passed but since this 2020, I want to say maybe 2 or 3 years ago, I'm not really sure how far back it passed, but it actually passed. And the funny part was, because everybody's a Republican, it was the Republicans doing it. So it's like, you guys just vetoed this bill a couple of years ago, but now you're passing it. So again, it's not anything different politically. It's the same of the same of the same. So that's kind of why I don't really focus per se on Indiana politics in that sense, because nothing changes. Now, the guy I talked about before, the guy that I'm supporting for the Indiana Senate, is a Democrat. And based on his ideology, knowing him, knowing what he stands for, like his stances and whatnot, I'm like, how are you a Democrat? Like, he's very, you know, moderate. You could even say conservative. I mean, he cares about guns, you know, gun rights and all that kind of stuff, you know, the traditional, you know, Republican platform, I guess. And I mean, he cares about, you know, schools and jobs and infrastructure. And I mean, but he does support the legalization of marijuana. Well, he said at least recreation, or not, I'm sorry. Medicinal, not necessarily recreational. I don't think he's actually said that. So he does support some liberal policies in that regard. But so for him being, and if he wins and he gets to be in the Indiana Senate, then that'll really shake things up, because again, there are Democrats in the Senate and the House, you know, where it's not straight Republican, but basically the Republicans control everything. So a Democratic voice won't necessarily matter, but with his voice, he is an older man. He's 65, I think. So he's an older white guy, and you'd kind of think older white guys are going to be Republican, right? But he's not. So it's going to be interesting if he wins, which I hope he does. If you live in Indiana, vote for Stan Allball in November for Indiana Senate District 24. Him winning, because he'll bring something new to the table. So we'll see about that. But yeah, so I don't really know too much about the whole Curtis Hill thing. But yeah, I just thought I would make a little quick episode, because I just laughed so hard when I saw that exchange with the president and that reporter. I'm like, what? So, but yeah, I haven't said anything in a few days because mainly there's nothing to talk about. I did finish my class. I talked about that. I had to do 20 pages, and not gonna lie, half of it was complete BS, and I got it was like a 179 out of 200. So I'm like, cool, because that paper was crap. But my grade was like a 97% anyway, so I finished the class with an A. So that was Friday, right? My next class started today, and I looked at my assignments, and I have a 7-page paper due on Sunday. Yeah, so I don't really have any in-between time. I got to get to reading and, you know, writing and all that kind of stuff, jump right into the next class. So it'll probably be a little bit before I do another podcast. I might do one on Wednesday, depending on what Holcomb says. If I feel like, you know, the stuff that happens in that briefing is worth mentioning, I guess, if it's not the same, the same, I'll go ahead and make a podcast about that. But I just want to let you guys know what happened, if you've seen it or if you didn't see it. I thought it was hilarious. So again, Twitter, AK17033, and I will talk to you next time.